You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial community-powered radio. Welcome to Fresh Fruit, the nation's longest-running weekly queer radio show. I'm your co-host, Alfred Walking Bull, along with Malcolm Lee.
It is hard to smile these days, people, but hi.
And Comrade Tom.
Whatever, you smiled the moment you walked in here.
But still, it's hard.
Life is hard.
It's like I like wow. People.
And shout out to Anna, Courtney, and Eric, who may or may not be listening.
Indeed.
Our dedicated three listeners.
Look, it all starts with one.
Well, also, the Jameses. You know, their names are James, right? James.
Jason, you mean?
Jason, thank you. The Jasons. They know yes. Who they are. Yes, they. They listen too.
Oh, Jason Buckland and Jason. Oh, okay.
Yes, they listen.
Just putting their information out there for everyone.
Look, Jason Buckland literally has a radio show on Friday morning. So
his name is already out there. Yes. He's like, hey, I'm here. What up? Anyway. So cool. All right. Let's just go ahead and get into this.
What's up,
radio
Malcolm?
Show.
How you doing, Malcolm?
Oh, my
What's
God.
New? What's cooking?
You? How am I doing? So, to start off, I think it's no mystery of what's going on in our wonderful state and these wonderful Twin Cities. So I'm going to say this. I am angry. I've been angry. I've just have kept it in and have found ways to give myself grace, to give myself space, keep myself grounded so that I could keep my sanity.
I mean, you basically. Have been here for almost... How many years?
Eight.
No, I mean in the world.
Oh, in the world. Oh, 50.
you have some life experience.
I know. I've gone through a lot of life experiences in this world. Like, it's kind of crazy that I've almost done 50 revolutions around the sun.
And but, what are we doing for your 50th?
What are we doing for the 50th? This is one way that I'm going to try to be happy. It's called Puerto Vallarta, baby. Mm-hmm. Going to Puerto Vallarta. This is something that... I've been planning for a couple of years. I remember putting out the invite on Facebook. Yeah, I'm that old, so what? Put the invite on Facebook and people actually saying yes to it. And we're going to be staying in an all-inclusive, adults-only resort near the ocean or near the water, yeah, near the ocean. So,
but not Alfred.
No, look, not Alfred. Alfred was invited, but he said he wouldn't be able to make it. So.
Yes.
I am not giving him
I am literally supporting my family, so you're welcome. I have my money is all tied up in food and shelter. I'm so sorry to
tell
you
was
that.
Now, but and not friends. When the invitation went out 2 years ago.
And Anna. I was supporting Anna at the show.
Whoa.
Putting everyone's business out there.
Oh, my God.
I'm happy to do it. I just want to be clear that that's why I can't do fun things, is because my money is tied up in food and shelter, taking care of other people. And I'm happy to do it. I'm just being clear about it.
Do you sense the resentment, the guilt, and the shame that he's trying to layer on us?
Oh, I don't feel any
for
of
not.
That.
I don't either.
I'm just moving on because, hey, we're going!
Yeah,
I know neither of you have shame. We're sharing a room, and we're going to have a butler.
What's up with that? I don't know. It's just kind of crazy that we
Should we ask them to do for us?
Well, they're going to be able to bring us food anytime. They are able to schedule any activities that we want to do. Like, he can do it all. Like, we don't even have to scan the QR code. Like, he does it all. It's kind of crazy.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, whoa, dude. But there's like 8 different restaurants that we can eat at for free. We're going to be eating at the steakhouse for my actual birthday. And I think I've decided on what I want to do outside of the resort. So one is, I think I am going to do the zip lining. I think I'm going to do it. Weight permitting. It seems like weight isn't a factor. I was like reading through. I'm like, is weight a factor? Hello. But yeah, there's that.
You want to jump off. Be like,
no, we jump off.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Anyway, sorry.
Just like that. This is how we're going, Alfred.
We're leaving the world.
Just as long as you leave me your house, Tom, and I'll consider it land back, you know?
Oh, my God. So there's that. And then the second thing is obviously going shopping or checking out the town. So we will be hanging out in the Romantica district. Now, there is a bear event going on called Beef Dip, which I'm sure a lot of my bearish friends will be partaking in. But you know what's funny? I actually looked at the events for Beef Dip, and it seems like it's only really 2 big things, dance parties and pool parties. And for me, I'm like, I think I want a vacation a little bit more, and I'm glad I didn't buy the ticket. I didn't want to buy the ticket.
Like,
and the only one event that really interests me was karaoke, and I'm not paying $210 for karaoke. So we're going to hang out with my friends. We're going to do different activities. We're going to eat, drink, sit by the pool, and that's basically it. Because that's the point. They want you to stay in the resort as much as possible, eat, drink, tip, and just relax. So that is my plan for that.
It's so nice that you don't have to, like, figure out, oh, where are we going to eat tonight? What are we going to have for breakfast? What are we going to have for lunch? You just literally roll out.
You roll out! And then the second thing is that technically I'm starting school this upcoming week.
Wait, so you haven't been working yet?
No.
Your winter break isn't over?
I'm talking about my schooling. I'm getting back to getting my admin license.
Yeah.
And what's funny is that technically this is the first week. So I got to look up stuff. I was like, woo, I finally finished the Title IX training I was supposed to have done back in September. Whoops. So I got that done, and now I'm figuring out the payment plan for... They have a payment plan for the credits and whatnot, so I'm doing that. And, yeah, getting back to it. We're going to get it. Whoop, whoop. And that's basically what's been going on. Oh, and Eric is awesome. So there we go.
Aww. Heart you, Eric.
All right.
Is that your side?
That's his producer side.
Okay,
so Tom, you next. What's going on with you?
I mean... Everything is virtual now for school.
Okay.
Exactly, because my Reiki class is now virtual, because the other class I wanted was canceled.
Oh,
and then on-site that I am flying back for is now virtual.
Sorry.
Screw you, University of Minnesota. What are we paying for? Just give us free education. Like, just sign up already, right? Computers. Alfred, you've made me a convert to, well, not a convert to the Rishi, not a convert to the tea. But yes, I'm part of a Shishi Rishi tea club now.
You're part of a tea club now?
I am.
Oh, I didn't tell you about my tea club.
Oh, we've heard about your tea club.
Oh, Snarky Tea?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, all the teas.
All the teas, let me tell you. I just spill it all over the floor, but anyway.
So, and then I've been making art for a juried art show that's coming up here. Or at least I have to submit everything by the end of the month.
Ooh, where is that?
The gifts that you gave us, did you paint those?
Yeah.
He did.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. No, yeah. It was really nice.
Yeah.
Eric asked me, he was like, didn't Tom paint these? Have you not noticed the paint stuff that he has on his dining room table? I was like, oh, really?
Yes, yes, I made this.
Bless you, Eric. Another person who thinks of other people.
I know, he does. That's how we balance each other out.
Eric thinks of other people, so Malcolm doesn't have to.
And the relationship works. No, okay, so there we go. He told me, I was like, he does? He's like, Malcolm, it's right there. I'm like, okay. I just go get my Diet Dr. Pepper. I don't know what you
That's
want me
amazing.
To do.
That's amazing.
That's all I do. That was awesome. So, hats off to
Yes. Well, Eric, Merry for that Christmas. Part. Happy New Year. You're welcome.
Yeah, Happy New Year, too. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right. It is Happy New Year for us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Happy New Year.
But is it happy? We'll just say New Year.
It's a new year.
Yeah.
It was happy for about 5 days, and then January 6th happened again.
Oh, was it January 5th or whatever?
Or no, it was the 7th.
Actually. 7th, right?
Sorry. It was the day after.
Yeah. So, well, that's cool. All right. Well, Alfred, now it's on you. What is going on in your world?
Lord Monarco's in full swing. It is rough out there. And like, so my day job is assisting groups like Unidos and Inquilinos Unidos and a bunch of other nonprofits that are doing organizing work. So I picked up one shift this past week. And 90% of it is mostly like good concerned people calling and being like, oh, I saw ICE at, you know, this place, that place. I saw, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And you're like, great. Thanks for letting us know. And then the last two calls were like, ooh, that was hard. Those were hard calls to take. One was a rapid responder at a location just like reporting in. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to write the, and they were documenting every call. And the way that I think about it is, yeah, we need evidence for when we put these fools on trial. So that's what we're doing. That's great. And the last call was from someone whose husband, who was a citizen, was abducted an hour before she called in. So it's been rough. And like the people that are doing it 24/7, like, ooh, bless you. Because, you know, like, Indigenous people aren't exempt from ICE. No one's exempt from ICE. We found that out on January 7th. So like three Oglala citizens have been held hostage. No one knows where they are in the system. ICE is not even acknowledging that they have them in the system. And so like the Oglala Sioux Tribal Council's members came up and like tried to find out, and they brought their lawyer, and they still haven't found anything out. And the thing about the ICE tracker, like the locator system, that is just propaganda itself, is you can look for someone based on their A number, which is kind of like their social security number if you're an resident alien here, or you can use their biographical information, their first name, last name, and then their country of origin. The system does not allow you to put in the United States. They do not even admit to the possibility that they detain U.S. citizens. So you
don't. Oh, of course they don't, because they have.
Right.
So, I mean, it's proof that they've already been detaining U.S. citizens. I mean, right. They've been letting them go 6, 7, 8 hours later. Mm-hmm. So.
Right. Yeah. Except for the Oglala. So.
Yeah.
My tribe sent people from our enrollment department up here to issue IDs. So I got my ID updated, and my friend Will got his ID for the first time. He was just enrolled earlier this year. So that was fun to hang out with him. And then Mille Lacs, I just learned from the Facebooks. This is not confirmed, but what I found out is that the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe own an LLC that has, it's called Makwa Global, and they signed a $30 million deal with DHS Contracts with ICE, and they're also housing them at the Intercontinental Hotel in St. Paul. So Malax, get it together. I don't know what to tell you. Wow. Goddamn. And in closing, just to keep it gay, Scarlet Envy, one of my favorite drag queens, Scarlet Envy is just a pretty boy and always posts like little thirst traps. Scarlet Envy has been growing her beard out and it's not a good look. She just looks like J.D. Vance.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I sent Tom the photo. I was like, Scarlet Envy just looks like J.D. Vance with a beard.
I see it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm looking right now. Well, they
rounded
out
a little too, so like they fit the face.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're not wrong.
You're not wrong. I mean, my viewing audience. I mean, you can see it right here. Sorry, people. We are doing this live on Facebook. Oh, he kind of hot though.
Yes, he's a very pretty boy.
He's a very pretty boy. Oh, but Beanie's hair on his chest.
But with a beard, just looks like J.D. Vance.
That is so funny. You are so right.
What,
Scarlett? You do you, boo. But sorry, you do look like our wonderful vice president. So that. As long as you know that and you're aware of that, I'm just letting you know. Mm-hmm. But yes, you were right. you were right.
On that note, all right. We will be right back after these messages.
Bye-bye.
Programming on KFAI is supported by Quit Partner. Quitting smoking or vaping is easier said than done. Quit Partner offers Minnesotans no-cost resources to quit nicotine, including patches, gum and lozenges, coaching, and digital support. More at quitpartnermn.com.
Winter is here. Ramsey County winter warming spaces are open every night between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. now through March. These spaces are available to anyone in need of a place to warm up overnight. If you or someone you know need a place to warm up overnight, call 651-266-1035 between 5 p.m. and 5 a.m. That's 651-266-1035. To find out more, visit ramseycounty.us/warming spaces.
You're listening to Fresh Fruit, the nation's longest-running weekly queer radio show. I'm your co-host, Alfred Walking Bull, back here with Malcolm Lee.
What up?
And Comrade Tom.
I cry and I beg and I don't remember the rest. But yes, welcome back.
So some people are probably wondering why we chose that song. Tom, explain.
I mean, it's not that funny. I just... But Alfred, we're on a group chat, and Alfred's like, I try, and I try, and I try. And it made me think of the song, but it's not, the lyrics are not I try, it's I cry, and I beg, mm-hmm. and something else.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
then
know,
I responded with, pretend that you love me, in the chat.
And I was like, I was wondering what was going on, and I said, you know, I'm just going to leave this alone.
That's
maybe
that generally
one of their love spats.
No, that's generally how I approach Tom when he goes off into the ether too. I'm like, he'll come back down.
That's
fine.
Rude. I was free associating. Okay.
Well, let's go back.
That song is 30 years old.
30 people.
How's that for some pop culture?
30 years. It's 29, but it'll be 30 years old come August. Wow.
So, I was 8 when that song came out.
I was in high school 30 years ago. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Well, no, I was in college.
Mm-hmm. Guess our ages, everyone.
Right. I know. Well, exactly. People know my age because I already told them to celebrate my
50th.
Well, big 50. 50.
Said I was 8, and it's been 30 years. So, you know, do the math.
Mm.
Yeah, that math shouldn't be hard. And if it is hard, let's talk.
Was okay. I at the start of high school? Was I at the end of high school? We don't know. I'm perpetually ageless.
No, you graduated in 2001.
Well, that's only because you finally listened.
It's true. It's
true. Tom was like, September 11th happened when you were in college? And I was like, yes, Tom. Like,
You guys figured that out?
I was literally in college for 11 days. I was a freshman when September 11th happened.
Don't touch me.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
You're so pretty. Okay, let's get into pop culture, shall we? And we're going to talk about this hot new show that has come out that we are just spinning about, Starfleet Academy.
Yes.
We're not happy with what network it's on, but unfortunately Paramount Plus do have the rights to Star Trek. So that's why we have to make do of what we got. So, but the show itself, Starfleet Academy. Welcome back, Holly Hunter, and you're on TV, which is amazing.
She's so short.
She is short. You didn't
She's
know
very
that?
Petite. Very petite.
Very petite.
I did
yes.
not know that. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone just towers over her.
I like her crooked smile. I like her crooked smile. She has a crooked smile.
She does have.
Does she have a cleft palate when she was born?
No, Tom. Again. Tom just going off into the ether. He'll come back down. He'll come back down. Anyway.
Come back down, Tom. Come back down.
So there are no out queer characters in the show yet.
Yet.
However, we do have Tig Notaro reprising her role as Jet Reno.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess Jet Reno is queer. That's right. Jet Reno had a wife.
Queer. Oh, yeah. Jet Reno has a wife. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Had. That's right.
R.I.P.
That's right.
She's a widow by, 800 years.
Right.
True.
It's been a long time.
She was trying to teach about entropy.
Right.
That was so good. That was a good
That was a really good. That was, that was good at scene. So.
But, maybe the Klingon is gay.
Maybe the Klingon's gay.
I have a feeling the Klingon is.
Maybe the Jem'Hadar Klingon is gay. Maybe Thura Locke has a wife.
Let me tell you,
that'd be some
she rocks
sex.
My world.
You
she
will not be afraid.
She was, she's amazing. That character, let me tell you right now.
I can always spot the runner.
I'm looking forward to where her character goes because in all honesty, if she keeps it up, I'm going to say right now, give that woman an Emmy nomination because that performance is just amazing. That is just It's like, it's a standout character. It's
Laura
a
Thok. Laura Thok. I inverted it. It's not Thurlock. It's Laura Thok.
Laura Thok.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nothing like dying to get the blood pumping.
Oh my God. That was so. And then she punched. And then the other one was like,
flew across.
I got you. You're good. Oh my God. That was so hilarious. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. But anyway, so no, guys. And it really threw me off that the first episode, all that action started happening. I was like, really? Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to give us time to breathe? No, they did not.
Right away.
They did not right away. Academy going to San Francisco. And all the whole.
That song. That song.
San Francisco.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
That was such a good song.
Star Trek, I got to find who the creator, whatever their name is. But
you mean Gene
yes.
Roddenberry?
No, Gene Roddenberry is the motivation, but it's created by
Alex
Kurtzman.
The show or the song?
The show itself. Alex Kurtzman is the creator.
He read They All and Akiva Gold.
Is that her name? I mean, I kept seeing a name.
Yeah.
Pop up, but anyway, add this song, San Francisco, San Francisco, and
we open the show with it.
Yes, Rufus. Mm-hmm. Rufus Wainwright. Mm-hmm. Rufus Wainwright.
It's a good old song.
Good old,
I love it.
Good old song.
His
good
dad's
old.
Coming to town.
Oh.
His dad is coming to town?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to do a show at the theater.
Loudon.
Loudon
really?
Wainwright. Yeah, he's like 80.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. He's still kicking. We might even have a little promo on the show. Who knows?
Oh.
Be like, here's the music your son writes about you.
There is a... there's a song about Rufus that Loudon wrote, and we can't say a word on the air, but it's called Rufus is a Blank Man.
Oh.
Because it's about him as an infant.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know, it's like, well, you got that one wrong.
Well, yeah.
You did. Oh, well. You did.
Well, there's that. So if you're not watching it, watch it. I believe they do new episodes every Thursday or Friday.
I only won't get to watch it guilt-free because I signed up for, I can't remember. Oh, I signed up for new internet when I moved. And so I got a year free of Paramount Plus. So.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. I pay for no I don't watch commercials. I'm sorry. I pay the extra for no commercials. You can judge me. You can say, oh my God, I'm not going to spend $5. No, I do. Every single streaming service I have. I pay for no commercials. Mm-hmm. I can't stand it. I just can't.
Why would you?
Right. And when, YouTube, TV, when it goes to commercials and then you have the option to skip the commercials and have your moment of zen, do it all the time. I get all excited.
Mm-hmm.
The best one is the little bear cubs. I'm like, oh. The bear cubs. But anyway, there is that. If you are a Netflix fan, there is a show that I recommend. My partner, Eric, and I watched it one night. I can't believe we did that. But we still got up early in the morning for work. The show is called Runaways. It is based off of that wonderful thriller author that talks about, kidnappings and murder mysteries and whatnot. It's a really good show about this family looking for their daughter. And there are so many twists and turns that I really don't want to get into, but let's just say it's all about cultism.
Ooh.
It was, yeah.
Cult.
It
cult,
was pretty
cult.
Twisted.
Would that be Marvel's Runaways?
No, not Marvel's Runaways. No, it is, let me see, it's Runaways on Netflix.
Ah.
Net.
Oh, it's a comedy. No.
It's not a comedy.
No. It's the internet is still showing me Marvel's Runaways. Never mind.
I don't know why they want to do that. Let me see. Oh, it's just called Runaway. I said Runaways, but it's Runaway. And it is by Harlan Coben.
You did the thing that Tom does, and you just pluralize everything.
I don't know why I pluralized this one. I thought it was. But
Tom,
it's
where do you get your groceries? Funny. Cubs?
Do you really do that?
Yes.
Oh, that's hilarious. I didn't know you do that.
Whatever. Whatever.
I'm so glad you can't swear right now.
It's Hy-Vee, not Hy-Vees.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, Lunds and Barley. No, they are Lunds and Barley's.
That is true.
That one is okay.
Barnes and Noble.
Barnes
and Noble, but not Barnes and Nobles.
Not Barnes and Nobles.
Anywho.
Oh, my God!
So that was good.
That's so funny.
You would recommend binging Runaway.
Yes, I recommend binging
in
this
one night
show. Yes. So there's that, and the traitors are back.
Oh, traitors!
Do you guys watch Traitors? Come on.
No.
I have. The world is on fire. I'm so sorry.
Watch that. It'll make you smile. Let them backstab everyone. See them backstabbing people instead of us watching in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, if you don't know Traitors, you're living under a rock.
It's like life imitates art.
It's a show. I mean, this season, it's 24 reality.
Johnny Weir is on there.
Yes.
Oh,
and Tara Lipinski.
I may have to. Well, Johnny Weir.
His bestie.
Johnny Weir is my concern.
And Monet Exchange.
Mm-hmm.
You like Johnny Weir?
Oh, I've been a Johnny Weir fan for a very long time.
So when you say you're a big fan.
A very big fan.
Really?
I'm a very big fan.
Big fan of, wow.
Yes.
I mean, he didn't even know Johnny Weir was on the show. So how big of a fan
That's
is he?
True. Ooh. That's true.
Yeah.
He's fallen off my radar in the last couple of years.
But he is on the show. And I will say this for our community, this past episode, episode 4, it might make you hate Michael Rappaport.
Oh, I did that. I hated him for a while.
But yeah. He said something in particular to Colton Underwood.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, Colton Underwood. Now, let me tell you, I will say this. I'm not a fan of Colton Underwood. He gets on my nerve.
Right.
I'm so over it. Okay, you came out of the closet. You're married to some 50-some-year-old rich person. You're living a happy life. You want to get on the show. Great. You played football. Got it. You're wonderful. You're great. You're awesome. You're hot. You're sexy. I don't care. I just find you annoying. I do. So I'm like, great. You got all your stuff. I'm so happy for you. But I will say this, though. There is something that Michael, I'm not going to give it away because it'll be a spoiler, but there is something that was said by Michael Rappaport. If you watch the news and everything, he did slip the tongue when it came to Colton Underwood. And it might make some people in our community not too happy.
Did he drop the F-bomb?
He didn't drop the F-bomb. It wasn't that. It was basically saying, okay, I'm just going to say it. If you're listening, pause it or mute for 5-10 seconds if you want to be spoiled. No, he talked about him lying about the fact that he was gay. Like, he didn't come out.
Uh-huh.
And so he's saying, you're lying now, just like if you lied in the past.
Wow. Okay. That's Michael Rappaport just has something. Like, there is some sort of screw loose in his brain that,
I'm from the East Coast, too. I can have a very...
My favorite thing that Michael Rappaport has ever done has been getting hit by a snowball. On social media, he even posted it. That was the hilarious part. Like, he chose to post it. He was gonna go on to a rant on his social media, and he was like, "The thing about this cancel culture that irks me." And then someone threw a snowball at him, caught it on camera.
But I can see him getting on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen and just apologizing profusely as they talk about Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be happening soon. But anyway, great season. Love the twist. Traitors is on Peacock. Have you guys been watching the new season of RuPaul's Drag Race?
No.
What?
I don't know what network
MTV.
Is it? MTV. Oh, I don't have
MTV. Which is how?
You don't
Hulu?
Have
is it Hulu? Is it?
No, how MTV. Do we,
yes, but how do we get it?
Oh, Paramount Plus.
Oh, okay. There it's it
Paramount
is.
Plus. MTV
there it is.
And all that stuff is Paramount Plus.
Okay. All right. Well, sure.
Yeah, but,
again, here's the thing. The city is under siege, so I have been doing other things. And so my leisure TV viewing has been limited to, oh my God, I need to completely dissociate. So I've been watching old BBC documentaries of what life was like post-war Britain. So yeah,
wow.
It's a weird rabbit hole that I fall into because it's like, oh, they literally literally just used to live in squalor and poverty in London.
Okay.
Anyway.
Wow.
But I usually watch one documentary and then I'm like, I have to go to bed now. Good night.
Oh my goodness. Well, okay.
RuPaul's Drag Race. Tell us about it.
RuPaul's Drag Race. Well, everybody knows about what RuPaul's Drag Race is, but there is one drag queen that I say is standing out right now. I think her name is Jane. I'm trying to remember her name, but she's won the past three. past three.
Oh, Plain Jane?
No, not Plain Jane.
Okay, I was like, no.
Oh. No. Plain Jane, you know what? I don't mind you having the sharp tongue and being a smartass and everything. You're cute and all.
But just being a real see you next Tuesday, you know?
Right. And I'm just like, you know, we're over you.
Being mean can be funny. The way we're mean to each other, we're mean to each other here on the show is funny. Haha.
Right.
Plain Jane just is like mean.
She mean.
Yes. Like doesn't want to know people.
Yeah,
people don't want to know
she
her.
Mean. The one I'm talking about. All right. Come on. Let me see. I know you hear. Jane Don't. That's her name. Her name is Jane Don't.
Uh-huh.
And she's from Seattle, Washington. And let me just tell you, she's funny. She's hilarious. She kind of reminds me of, oh my God, Jinx Monsoon.
Oh.
Yeah, her character reminds me of Jinx Monsoon a lot, just with her banter and her talent and everything. But she needs to get over this. I hope the season gets better where she don't feel like, you know, since you've been winning a lot, now everybody's going to hate you. It's a competition, boo. I mean, they all get on there for a competition. If they start disliking you just because you're good, that just means that they need to get better.
Mm-hmm.
It's called jealousy.
Right.
So just move on from that. That's all I got to say for
it
that.
Happens.
But yes, RuPaul's Drag Race is back. Fridays, MTV. Okay, why is this important, Tom? Because I know that you typed this.
Wait, what did I do?
Alfred still hasn't managed to watch the rest of Heated Rivalry's first episode.
I told on myself on that one.
I'm like, I didn't
I still haven't.
You typed this?
Yes, I still haven't managed to watch the last half of the first episode of Heated Rivalry. I've seen all the memes. I've seen all the GIFs. I know I need to watch it. I know there's like...
I haven't watched it either, but my neighbor has watched it. And direct quote, they say, hot, 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 hot.
Yes.
Hot.
Yes.
They're like hot in real life too. Like they just act all.
They're very flirtatious as actors.
As
yes.
actors too. So it's kind of funny.
The thing that I did see was a quote from who's the one who plays Shane?
Williams.
Yeah.
I think it's Williams.
Shane Hollander.
Shane
Hollander. Well, that's
plays
the
Shane
characters.
Hollander. But...
Anyway, he basically said that. It's a big middle finger to, someone else said it's a big middle finger. This series is a big middle finger to, like, Ernest Borgnine and all the members of the Academy who just couldn't vote for Brokeback Mountain the year that it lost Best Picture. And I was like, all right.
Hudson
yeah.
Williams. That's
Hudson Williams, yeah. So, like, I was like, yeah, I can get behind that. Yep, okay. Sure, let's do that. Let's make it about that.
That was the worst.
Making the homophobes
Oscars.
Uncomfortable again.
Yeah, that was the worst Oscars, though. I have to agree. I remember watching it with friends of ours, and we're seeing that Brokeback Mountain are winning these Oscars and everything, and the director won. So we're thinking, ooh, since the director won, the movie's going to win, and that's going to be so awesome. And then when Jack Nicholson says, crash, we're like...
We're like, what? Even
oh,
the
yeah,
even
that movie was terrible.
Yeah, even
it wasn't
even,
that
even the,
amazing.
Even the actors of Crash were like, "What?"
Yeah, they really were. I think they were like, if you look at them out there in the audience, they were like, "Really?" Like, really?
Uh-huh.
It's like they really? Got soy bombed or something.
I know it was so bizarre, but yes, but I can get with that. But okay, I thought it was Tom typing this because he was poking fun at you. Okay, so. Let's just give a very brief rundown of award season.
It's your favorite time of
year. It's my favorite time of year. Okay, here we go. Critics' Choice Awards. Biggest winner, one battle after another.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have seen that movie.
I hear it's good.
It's very, very good.
I hear it's a thing.
It's interesting because it is categorized as a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dark comedy. Okay, that's why it's categorized as a comedy. I mean,
very
I'm thinking
dark.
About it. I'm like, okay, I get it. It's a dark comedy because I've watched it.
Like The Bear.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
No,
okay.
No. The Bear ain't no dark comedy. Bear is drama with a little shaking of seasoning of comedy.
Drama with a little C.
Yeah.
So,
but whatever. No. One battle after another, you're watching it and you do laugh because you're just like, what in God's name? It's like, what? But, especially
okay.
Sean Penn's character. Anyway, all right, Sean Penn. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll get to you in a second about Golden Globes 2, my friend. Okay, but we'll talk about it in just a second. But no, it is a really good movie. We watched it about a week or so ago, and pretty fantastic. I will admit, it's an awesome movie. But Sinners got some wins as well, which I'm very happy about.
Yay.
Which is really, really cool. On the TV side, Pluribus, Rhea Seehorn, she is family. She's married to a man. But anyway, she plays a lesbian character. Mm-hmm. But no, she's been winning the awards because if you haven't seen Pluribus, I mean, she is the show. She is the show. It's on Apple TV, basically about this virus thing that has come to the world, and it forces people to be nice. Mm-hmm. And she didn't there were 12 people.
Right.
It didn't happen to, and she was one of them. And
they're plugged into a collective consciousness.
Yes, basically.
See, I did manage to watch that over the holiday break. I finished Pluribus, yeah.
And that season finale.
Uh-huh.
Dude.
What is that?
Yeah, we don't want to give it away. I mean, just saying. But now you know why, because they did do something. Yeah, anyway. Mm-hmm. We don't want to get into it. But anyway, the studio's been winning comedy award, the comedy awards. The drama has been a pit, has been winning.
Yay!
So that's good. Same thing with Golden Globe, Golden Globe results. Most of the comedy awards was one battle after another. The drama awards. Shocking, though, some people might consider this an upset. Hamnet won Best Picture Drama.
Aww.
Not Sinners.
Aww.
People were thinking Sinners were going to win it, but Hamnet mm-hmm. won. But Jessie Buckley has been winning all of her awards.
The white people love stories about old white people.
And it is a Hollywood foreign press. So if there's any accent, any British accent in there, mm-hmm. they're going to win. But anyway.
They're Irish.
Irish.
Pascal and so what's his wife's name?
I don't know. But anyway, they're have both an Irish accent, actors. You're going to win. But uh-huh. anyway. And we're not talking about ghetto,
I mean, it's just, yeah.
I'm just going to call it out. I'm going to call it like I see it.
I saw all of the stuff around. I was like, wow. Okay.
Look.
Huh.
Yes.
The Irish jig in Sinners was worth it.
There was an Irish jig?
Irish?
Remember,
oh, that is an Irish jig.
In the movie?
And the part where they're dancing, the vampires.
That
was
uh-huh.
an Irish jig. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, like, yeah, it was, yes. I was about to say.
It was
so great. Oh my God. Anyway. But anyway, SAG nominations, the most nominations was one battle after another. They got the most nominations, I think, in history, SAG history, with 7.
It's amazing what money can buy.
Hi-oh.
Wow.
You know it's all a PR campaign.
Right.
Maybe, but I mean, if you see it, Paul Thomas Anderson, maybe it is his time to get the awards, who knows. But I am still pulling for the upset. I think come Oscars, I mean, everybody's going to think it's one battle after another, but I seriously think that the sleeper is going to be Sinners for Best Picture. Paul Thomas Anderson will win Best Director, but I think that the Academy is going to pull because of how creative it is and how masterfully done, and that it was a totally new type of story that made such
Plus,
big
they
money.
They kill all the white people at the end.
Oh, wow. Okay. Sinners for Best Picture.
It's great.
Oh, God. So there's pop culture, people. A pop culture.
We will be right back after these messages.
You never understand. I never beat you. I never lie. And if you're evil, I forgive you by.
Programming on KFAI is supported by Quit Partner. Quitting smoking or vaping is easier said than done. Quit Partner offers Minnesotans no-cost resources to quit nicotine, including patches, gum and lozenges, coaching, and digital support. More at quitpartnermn.com.
Support for KFAI comes from First Avenue, presenting the McNasty Brass Band at the Turf Club Saturday, January 31st. Fat Tuesday comes early when the McNasty Brass Band brings the Minneapolis sound to the spirit of New Orleans. It's high-energy, up-tempo brass and percussion with a little old-school funk and a splash of R&B thrown in for good measure. More information about the McNasty Brass Band live at the Turf Club is available at first-avenue.com.
Welcome back to Fresh Fruit, the nation's longest-running weekly queer radio show. I'm your co-host, Alfred Walking Bull, along with Malcolm Lee.
What in the butt?
And Comrade Tom.
Gonorrhea.
Oh!
Sorry. Isn't that what they say in the song?
I think so.
Yeah. But it has a lot of history with Alfred and I.
Yes.
Not like...
No.
We're going to move on. Yeah. No, we're just going to leave it at there, people. Just, Thank you, Red Door.
You know? Thank you, Red Door, for being there for our community.
You've saved
all of us twice over.
Politics,
so,
let's get into it.
What happened last weekend, I don't know his actual name, I just called him the January 6th criminal who should still be locked up, thanks, Trump.
Something Lang.
Lang is lame. Anyway, he had this anti-Islamification tone deaf. But
well, yeah, they don't care.
Yeah,
they're not that smart.
His plan was
they don't care. They're not that bright.
His plan was to burn the Quran, right?
Uh-huh. I think so.
And apparently, because being Minnesotans, what do? We bring water balloons and squirt guns.
To freezing weather.
I'm surprised those water guns didn't freeze.
It was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. And water balloons, but no, they
after,
were smart.
In case he fell down and hit his head and cracked it open, and he posted like the photo from him getting like it stapled closed on social media, and he was crying around about it. He was like, I was lynched in Minneapolis.
A white person saying they were lynched.
I was like,
We could have killed you, but we didn't.
Wow!
You're welcome.
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing about these bullies is that they talk a big game. They always talk a big game.
Right.
And then when they don't have ICE or like a state agency behind them.
Or
like,
a gun.
Right. They get the crap kicked out of them. And then they're like, that's not fair. I was almost killed. I'm like, yeah. Like, that's what you wanted to do to other people.
Right. It's like, okay. As I always say on this show, I don't condone violence. Okay? But words, actions have consequences. Mm-hmm. Like, why in God's name did you think that it would be really smart for you to get a rally where you're going to burn a holy book?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is wrong with you?
You're such a moron. Like, I get Tom's point is that feels very like post post 9/11. That's a very post 9/11 attitude.
It is a post 9/11 attitude.
Like,
but that
burn
doesn't
the
make
Quran.
It right. We're going to burn the Quran.
It doesn't even help the Trump campaign.
No, right. It makes it look worse. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Yes, thanks for being a freaking moron.
We appreciate you being morons and proving our points. We appreciate it.
Much obliged to you.
Yeah, thank you. And hopefully you're healing. Okay.
No, I don't care about his healing. God.
I mean, maybe the staples.
I hope you get infected and you need your free health care that you can't afford it now because your administration ruined the ACA.
Maybe I'll move to Canada and try to get you to free
care. Anyway.
Well, Trump has kept us distracted with the ICE occupation
of
Minnesota. His ban on gender-affirming care for youth is currently stalled. Until mid-February, like, nothing's progressing because in Oregon or someplace, someone made an action that did a thing that they're, like, waiting for some hearing to happen before anything else happens. And so I was connecting with our lovely Outfront Minnesota director, Kat Rohn, about that. Because I was like, that happened before we went on, like, holiday break, didn't it, right?
Yes.
It was like, and we talked about it in the last episode, actually. So it was just, you know, a little update. It's still in motion, the ban on, you know, adolescent gender-affirming care. But you should also know that neither rules from the HHS and CMS, or Center for Medicaid Services, do not make providing gender-affirming care illegal, but
they're just not going to fund it under 18.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, this is the fight that's coming up in February, March, so keep your eyes out.
Okay. I think there's going to be a lot of nonprofits.
You ever say NPIC?
The Nonprofit Industrial Complex?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's what I thought. Anyway, that's why I was like, I think I've heard that.
Like the military industrial complex.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Got it, got
it. It's the
thing
neoliberals just love saying.
Neoliberals don't love saying that. Neoliberals are the ones that give to the nonprofit industrial complex.
It's like,
as the
you
man
win
who
some,
literally
you lose some,
does
what do you do? But anyway.
I know. So. And we pull from the neoliberals too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But congratulations. Thank you, Kat Rohn, let me tell you.
Stepping up.
Kat Rohn is one of the most amazing people that I have ever known. And I have the pleasure of working with this woman, being a co-chair on the board of directors for Outfront Minnesota. Like, just her mindset and just how methodical and how logical everything that comes out of that woman's mouth makes sense. So the solidarity work that we are doing with Outfront and the interview that she had at HRC, if you have not watched it, please watch it.
Leave a comment. Some of the trolls just get on my nerves. So my thing is that, like, when I see good stuff, good content, I go and like I try and get people to be like, hey, I need you to go heart this, specifically heart it, or like I need to care it, and like I need you to write a comment or like do anyway just
well with her stuff you. I've been sharing her stuff with, you know how Facebook you can only share it with friends, but I've been sharing it for all. I have been, because I know people who are just, they're anxious, they're afraid, they're sad, they're angry, and it's just all of the above, all of these emotions exuding about this horrible organization being in the state, in the Twin Cities, what have you.
You mean ICE?
Yes, ICE.
Well, no, it ICE.
Is, well, yes, ICE is still an agency.
It's an agency, whatever.
The federal government.
Yeah, then ICE. So I know people are in their feelings. So it's good to know, and I try to be that person as well, that when it comes to telling people, you know, try to find ways. We're not telling you not to be proactive. We're not telling you not to be, you know, protests or anything of that nature. We're just telling you to do things that, you know, got it, that just brings you, keeps you grounded, keeps you, gives you some type of peace. But at the same time, you still give back. You still protest. You could give resources. You could give support. You could go to the legal system, like try to figure out, you know, what is it that we can do so that these assholes can leave? Things of that nature. What do we have within our power to do what we can do to get them out? So I just love Kat for everything that she does and says and everything. And a wonderful executive director for Outfront.
Love Kat, right?
Love Kat. Myrtle Lemon Todd's online organizing work.
Yes, shout out to Myrtle Lemon Todd. If you follow Sharky Lemon, Sharky spelled S-H-A-R-K-Y and lemon like the fruit on Instagram, they are doing amazing mutual aid connection. And so I send people to Myrtle Lemon Todd when they're like, oh, I don't know. So one of the male cheerleaders for the Minnesota Vikings posted a video, which was like predictably like, I haven't said anything about what's going on lately just because I don't know what I'm allowed to do. And then was like, and took like 10 minutes to say like, I think I should not be here or whatever. And I just sent them a DM and I was like, Sharky Lemon has great resources to help you with mutual aid. Shout out to Myrtle Lemon Todd, doing great work there.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. And this is a sad article. Did you find this article, Tom?
I did.
Oh, my goodness. This is sad to read.
Apparently, HRC came out with a new study saying that 50% queers are 50% less out, apparently.
It's not safe.
You know, I just was like, duh. Like, we have a
It's never been safe.
Also true. And we have to, you know, feel the fear and do it anyways. Don't worry. This is meant snarky, but, you know, after we just gave we didn't give HRC a glowing review. We gave Kat Ron a glowing review.
Right.
But don't worry, HRC is on the case. LOL. basically saying, like, just don't be timid to the people that are, like, running for office. Like, be bold. Don't run in fear. I'm like, because telling people what to do is really work, huh?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and another thing, for those who are fearful about coming out of the closet, we completely understand. We're not forcing you out of the closet.
Oh.
Just do it at your own time, do it at your own pace and whatnot. It does suck that, you know, the world seems like a horrible place, but when you do come out, just know that there are people here who will support you and love you and give you all the resources.
I guess I didn't give full context to the article. Whatever, Alfred. Whatever. It's fine. We got to go. Alfred,
anyway.
What can people do during the ICE occupation of Minnesota?
Well, you can demand that ICE leave Minnesota, but during the occupation, what you can do is you can attend a training. When you see something, say something. There are, get yourself a whistle. Moon Palace Books in Minneapolis and the Science Museum of Minnesota in St. Paul have free whistles that you can go and get. And, you know, I think the Moon Palace has a little guide on, like, what whistles mean what. Attend a training, Monarca. Call Monarca if you see something, 612-441-2881. When you see active operations happening, it's staffed 24/7, so questions can be left in a voicemail, or you can email info at monarcamn.org. You can also call COPAL Navigators Network at 612-255-3112. So that's what we can do, and attend a training, learn how to be an observer and upstander.
Yay, yay.
All right. Well, you've spent another wonderful hour here with us on Fresh Fruit, the nation's longest running weekly queer radio show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ice out.
Ice out.
Stay safe, everyone. Ice out.
Goodbye forever. Stay tuned for Travel Ramo Fa Fa Fa.